On Friday, and I'm holding evidence of this in my hands here, was a scroll presented by the Mayor of Waterford, one Councillor Seamus Ryan, to the Waterford City Mass Bands in recognition of their 50th check presented to a Waterford charity in their upcoming 20th anniversary of the Mass Band Charity Concert and a mayoral reception, as I say, held in City Hall, the Mall, 29th of August 2025, and signed right there by the Mayor himself and the official Waterford City and County Council stamp on it. And we're delighted to have in studio with us Gerald Bryan of Waterford Mass Bands fame. Ger, good to be talking to your good self.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ger.
Diffna and Ollie and all your listeners out there and all the crew here, because I've been here on many occasions and it's very humbling to be here.
So well, we're delighted to have you here.
You're very kind.
Yeah, and delighted now, you know, you can make time for us given your new...
Newfound fame. New platform.
I'm still the same guy, that's for sure. They're still hear my voice at the end of the phone looking for help. So.
Well, look at 50th check presentation to Waterford Charities. That is some going for something that was initially going to be a one-off.
Yeah. I wasn't well at the time, and I felt we needed to give something back to a charity called the Cancer Foundation, Southeast Cancer Foundation. Now, of course, they're the solace and an extraordinary building and extraordinary people that work in there. And I felt we needed to give something back. And they were positioned above Mark Rose Clinic in Lismore Park, just a room smaller than a bathroom. But you could go in there and cry your heart out, and no one knew, but somebody listened to you. And a lot of people have been listening to me for 20 years, banging on about our talent in Waterford. And we've got a talent second to none, and we should be shouting about it and be very proud of it. And all these bands, I was so happy on Friday because they all got recognised. They all got one of these scrolls. And so did our singers, Donna Roach and David Flynn, because they've been pivotal to
it. Oh, that was lovely.
And, of course, you know, I spoke about the wider Mass Band family when I was speaking on that. And they're very, very important and crucial because we can't do it on our own. But I also, we invited members of the audience and members of our sponsors. Because without the audience, we can't give out, present checks to charities.
Literally, bums on seats.
And without our sponsors, well, they help us, I suppose, direct proceeds direct to the charities and to the beneficiaries. So it becomes a team effort. And I even mentioned the caretaker in the Mercy Convent who comes in on his day off of a Sunday to open up at 10 o'clock in the morning, hail, rail or snow. And I know it's a topic at the moment, but he's been very kind to us over the years, and as has the Mercy School, and that's where we rehearse. And our musicians are really something else. Our bands are something else. They have their own identity. But you know what? Down through the years, they've also helped people themselves individually. And in individual bands, they don't charge. They will graciously accept a donation. But they've been there in all weathers for everybody and all occasions. And no one blinks an eye. But, you know, it's beautiful that the bands are getting this recognition because they deserve it. And I'm very proud to see that happen.
Literally a cast of thousands.
A cast of thousands. And how did it come about, Ger? Did you get a phone call one day from somebody in City Hall?
Well, as in the presentation?
Yeah, so how did sort of with the presentation, the mayoral reception, did you get a phone call one day saying, come here, Ger,
you know,
we're thinking of this?
Yeah, we had a few ideas at the last concert and we felt it was significant. And I had mentioned this to Seamus Ryan and Jason Murphy at the time. And they said, we'd like to do something on a more formal background to it and so on. Never thinking we were going to get invited into City Hall and the Mayor's Chambers because it's a really, there's something special in there. You know, I opened up my words the other day by saying, you welcomed in kings and princesses and royalty and, you know, talented people and sports icons and people from Waterford who've been bestowed with the freedom of the city, and rightly so. And there's some more out there that could take that accolade. But it's hallowed ground down there. So when you get invited in, you're going to put on your Sunday best and say the right things. But Seamus Ryan and there was a few of his fellow councillors were there. Donald Barry, Joe Kelly was there, Jim Griffin. And they welcomed us in with open arms. And that was lovely. And they've become, the city chambers have become an open territory nearly for our people. And it's our day should people give us identity here. And that's very, very important.
And I looked at some of the photographs there. It looked like a very proud occasion. You turned out en masse, Ger. There were so many people in attendance. And lovely to see that Waterford City and County Council bestowed a beautiful, beautiful framed plaque like Ollie has there to all of you.
Yeah, you know, and in history to come, and when our bands proudly put those scrolls up on their walls in their hallowed band rooms. And as I said, they do so much for so many, and to be recognised like that, and when they're no longer here, the future of the bands will come in and say, you know what, these guys had some talent. Mm. And they all do. And you know, we should shout about it, because their musicians are incredible, their music directors have extraordinary talent, and we forget sometimes the time they put in, and they try and pass on their craft as well to younger ones. And you know,
and that's a huge part.
It
isn't
is, because you could do worse in your life than play an instrument.
Yeah.
You know, if you can play music, you'll never be out of work.
That's it.
And it's as simple as that. Yeah. But it's always the talent. And the talent that our bands and our musicians, and I was saying to you that Donna Roach and David Flynn also got recognised on Friday, and rightly so.
Mm.
Because they do a lot of charity work that goes really totally unrecognised. And to hear their names called out on Friday was lovely. And we were there to see it. And that's very, very important. But we also have to remember, guys, about the people we've lost along that journey. And we've lost a lot of fantastic musicians in all bands. We do this beautiful award in the concert called the Lifetime Achievement Award. But we lost so many people in the last 12 months. To single out a single person would not have been, I don't think, the right call, because we knew their families of those we lost were in the audience, and they may have felt very, very emotional. It's an emotional concert anyway, and so we mentioned those and at the presentation, but also people who were in our audience who are no longer with us. So you know, it becomes a real wheel. And to WLR and guys like you, Diffin, and Oliver, and I know Maria McCann is outside, and Eamon Keane and Billy McCarthy, of course, come back through the years, Mark Graham, Matt Keane, all these guys synonymous with Waterford, but gave time to us to let people know that we're trying to do something just to make people's purgatory a bit more easier, and that we don't forget. And if we have a musical talent, well, let's share that just for a couple of hours and let the people enjoy it. And it's a win-win situation. Someone gets help at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just a perfect way to say it, and that you're and something very special and something that doesn't happen anyplace else. But listen,
yeah, you know, on this island here, we're known for our music and our culture, and our bands here are the part of the cultural fabric and musical background to this extraordinary city, Ireland's oldest city. It's funny, I work in Waterford Treasures, as you know, Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very lucky to be there, very humble to be there. But in the underground, in the garden room, we call it, which has a link into the Undercroft, which is the oldest part of the Medieval Museum, if you take a right as you go in there, you go into the mayor's parlour area. But in there, there is every single mayor documented that goes right back to the 13th century. And it's all lit up when you go in there. So I'd advise anyone, take the trip to Waterford Treasures. I'm sure if our mayor, Seamus Ryan, comes across you, he'll welcome you in. But it's beautiful. It really is something else. We should be proud of these places. And we got a lovely, lovely welcome when we were in there on Friday. And the guys took a bit of time to see all these beautiful items and so on. And on behalf of all our musicians and our team, and there's a big, big cast of thousands, as you say, Oliver, I'd appeal to people, come the new year, regardless of who the charity is for, come and see this. This is very, very special. There's about 100 guys up there playing their hearts out. You know, I always say to them on a Tuesday night at rehearsals, think about your own family. This could be you. This could be your mother, your son, your daughter that needs help. So all these musicians are second to none when they get together. They're extraordinary people. We've become great friends. I think friendship and talent goes combined. It's a real common denominator. And Waterford has it in spades. We should be very, very proud of it.
Absolutely. Well, Ger, look, there's we got to leave it. But thank you so much for coming in this morning. Congratulations to Waterford Mass Bands and your good self and a big part of that fabric.
Could I just mention the individual bands? Barracksley Concert Band, City of Waterford Brass, the De La Salle Scout Pipe Band, and the Thomas Francis Marr Fife and Drum Band. Extraordinary institutions in their own right, who I said punch their way and play for charities that go unrecognisable. And it should be really, really, our city should be so proud of them.
Absolutely.
Because they're very special.
And local charities too.
Yeah, completely. Completely. Yeah. Can I just say, it's always such a pleasure to have you in here with us, Ger. You're an absolute gentleman. You're a talent and you're a very passionate man. We're very lucky to have you.
Thank you,
thank
very,
you
very
so much, Ger.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great rest of the day.
You.
Well
you're
done all round.